This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 26, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. China has successfully launched its third manned spaceflight, sending three taikonauts on board the Shenzhou 7 into orbit in a dramatic nighttime launch from the Jiquan Satellite Launch Center in the desert of northwest China's Gansu province. The press association reports the mission is expected to last 3 days and will include China's first extravehicular activity or spacewalk. The three men on board are all 42 years old, all former pilots in the People's Liberation Army, and all members in good standing of the Communist Party. Though Chinese officials haven't officially commented on which taikonaut will have the honor of becoming the country's first spacewalker, other reports say it will be Colonel Zhai Zhigang, who's expected to release a small satellite that can beam video of the spacewalk back to Earth. A Swiss adventurer listened to his inner voices and scrubbed a historic flight across the English Channel due to weather yesterday. There was a crowd waiting along the 22-mile waterway near Calais, France, to watch Yves Rossi become the first man to fly across the channel using a strap-on, jet-powered carbon wing. However, shortly before his planned takeoff, he told a London Times reporter on the English side, quote, "The visibility is not so good that I can see. In these conditions, it is too dangerous. I have only one life, and I don't want to lose it. I follow my little bees in my body and say no. The risk is that I lose navigation, because I navigate only with my eyes and the sun. If I have a problem, suddenly I'm alone somewhere in the cloud. I'm not disappointed. I would be disappointed to be in the water now, and tomorrow it is perfect blue sky," unquote. Rossi may make another attempt today. If he doesn't make the flight by Sunday, he's going to have to wait a while. He's due back at work Monday morning at Swiss Air, where he's an airline pilot. Northwest Airlines and Delta Airlines shareholders overwhelmingly approved the merger of their two companies yesterday. The FAA has already signed off on the deal, leaving only approval by the U.S. Justice Department remaining. The Associated Press reports Northwest claims that more than 98% of the shares voted supported the all-stock acquisition of Northwest by Delta, in which the Northwest brand will disappear. Delta reported a similar result with about 99% of its shareholders approving the deal. A total of 17 U.S. Air Force and Army officers have received reprimands of varying severity in the case of four electrical fuses for ballistic missile nuclear warheads that were shipped to Taiwan by mistake in 2006. All the officers were involved in logistics positions. The Associated Press reports eight of them are generals, ranging in rank from 1 to 3 stars. Defense officials say the 6 Air Force and 2 Army generals were given disciplinary letters that vary in seriousness. Such marks on the record have often been known to end careers or at least hopes of promotion. One Air Force general has reportedly received an official letter of reprimand. Others, less severe letters of admonishment or counseling. The 2 Army Brigadier Generals, who worked at the Defense Logistics Agency in Virginia, received what are called memorandums of concern. There was no detail available on the actions taken against the lower-ranking officers. In early June, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates demanded and got the resignations of General Michael Mosley, then Air Force Chief of Staff, and Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn, a civilian, in connection with a number of high-profile errors, including the erroneous shipment of the fuses to Taiwan. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. The FAA will compensate the survivor of a crash a judge rules was caused by controllers. Lawyers are circling around a Learjet crash. And Eads announces another delay in the A400M. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear pilots of Cirrus piston planes, interviewed at this summer's Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association gathering, discuss the extent to which general aviation is replacing the airlines in their personal lives, and tell us if they're candidates for the new Vision SJ-50 personal jet. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.